Virgil Kane is my name, and I drove on the Danville train till so much cavalry came and tore up the tracks again.
That song right there.
In the winter of 65, we were hungry.
That's a part of the soundtrack of Three Billboards, an award-winning juggernaut of film that's happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, March 4th is the Oscars, and it's been nominated for multiple categories. And that song from that soundtrack, Three Billboards outside of Evans, Missouri, you would not know, many of us, that it was filmed in North Carolina. Western North Carolina, that is. So here on the Carolina Outdoors, we welcome everyone. No matter how you choose to listen, it may be via the airwaves of News 1110, 99.3 WBT, up and down the eastern seaboard from Miami to Maine, or it may be via podcast, jessebrowns.com. You can go to our Facebook page, websites, all of that sort of thing. It's broken down all four segments for your listening pleasure. I'm Bill Barty. Don Yeager is on assignment in our Carolina Outdoors. That means he's probably on a hiking trip. I don't think he's fishing this time. We'll just say hiking.
We'll see. We'll see about that.
The voice over there, Christopher Lawing. And hey, the outdoor guys, we like to think this is a little bit of show business.
Oh, of course.
But we're going to talk some real show business. We're going to go into show business of the show, and we're going to bring on North Carolina Film Commissioner Guy Gaster. He's going to talk to us about Visit North Carolina and about the Economic Development Partnership of North Carolina and how films are, how they're chosen where to go, and all of that sort of thing. We're going to bring him on right now. Guy, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Thank you very much. Happy to be with you guys.
Well, and for full disclosure, I think it's so cool because you you and your team travel around the country. You're in different areas all of the time, like the Toronto Film Festival, Sundance Film Festival. You go out to Los Angeles. Wherever you're needed is where you go. And what you're really doing is talking about North Carolina. How is the business of film production, television production? How is it in North Carolina these days?
Yeah, certainly we've it's going fairly well. There's been some changes to the industry in the last couple of years that have been pretty well documented in the press with it, but we're certainly seeing some interest peak back up in productions coming to our state and filming, and that, of course, has we've gotten a huge help with the success of, in particular, Three Billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri, and people finding out, what a wonderful feature that is, and then looking a little further and seeing that it was made in North Carolina using primarily North Carolina crew members, so it's definitely giving us a feather in the cap in our recruitment efforts.
Yeah, just to briefly go over that, it has been well documented, the incentives. You know, in 2010, I think there were 18 productions in North Carolina. The peak was 34 productions in 2013. Things changed. It got switched around. Grants became into play. Then last fall, I think some more incentives, but they were ceilinged incentives, came about. This movie was filmed in 2016, and it was partly done with a $3.2 million state grant that helped lure them to Jackson and Buncombe counties. This is some of your work, 350 jobs, all of that sort of thing. The movie was made for an estimated $15 million, and it has grossed more than $53 million thus far. That number is still growing. Does that, we understand the grant and the incentive luring productions, but what about the profitability success and the people that are used previously? Does that garner a feather in our cap as well as far as growing this industry here?
Well, again, I think that anytime someone as more and more people see a product out there and see the talents of our film workforce, those folks primarily behind the camera, it definitely helps us in our messaging that you can make a very quality film with our local crew on those ends. You know, it's, and as far as the commercial success, you know, this industry isn't much different than any other industry that the state would be recruiting. You know, when if we land a manufacturer and their widgets are very popular, you know, the state's not necessarily getting a cut of the success of that widget, but where the state is benefiting is from the jobs that were created in making that widget and the investment that that widget manufacturer has made in the local communities, and also the ancillary services that go into helping supply that widget manufacturer. And that's certainly what we've seen previously with film. You know, when business was good, there were additional companies that would come in and be available and have camera houses and lighting and grip and equipment rentals. But there's also other businesses that benefit, like sign makers. Down in Wilmington, we've had an eye doctor that has come in and has kind of been a key go-to for the series Good Behavior that filmed down there, because a lot of the actors needed glasses for the show. So that's a business that probably no one would associate being film-related, but they're certainly benefiting from having that production there with it. So, you know, that's where it helps, certainly, again, having that extra feather in the cap, being able to tout the success of a show with it just helps on that publicity side. The other ancillary one, and I know we're going to get to it a little bit, but is, you know, just general fans who see it and then say, hey, where was that shot? That was some beautiful mountain scenery. Where was that? And then they find out it's in North Carolina and possibly, you know, travel to there. And our team at Visit North Carolina, the state tourism agency, has put together a 3-day itinerary where people can go and actually experience some of the sights from the movie, as well as some other local favorites while they're in the area.
Wow, Guy, that's incredible. And you touched on recruitment a little bit. One thing that I am curious about are the filming locations themselves and how those, I guess, get scouted or get on the radar, how they get found. Because a couple movies that come to mind, such as, you know, The Hunger Games a few years ago, they filmed in the Henry River Mill Village. And, of course, the Three Billboards now in Silva. Those are areas that are off the beaten path. How does that work? What's that process look like?
Yeah, so when we start working with a project, the production will typically give our office a copy of the script, or they'll give a location breakdown, even a lookbook, which is kind of an inspirational piece that they've put together on this is what we're kind of envisioning, this is what we'd like. And we try and see our office in conjunction with regional partners, try and see how we can make North Carolina fit what they're looking for, match the looks, how they can do it here in our state. We then put together a package of pictures that we send to them to whet their appetite, if you will. And if they like what they see, they then come in to the state and look at these locations themselves in person. And then that'll also lead to showing off other areas in between travel, or as we see that they're liking, you know, in the case of Three Billboards, we quickly realized the main street that they needed needed to be two lanes. And so some of our towns in the state are four lanes or the main street. So we knew we could kind of eliminate those and then start looking at who else has two lane main streets, and do we need to get new pictures of them, that sort of thing.
Wow.
It varies. You know, it varies. We were very lucky with this project. The production said they could go anywhere as long as the state had an incentive. But after that, they could shoot wherever within the state. So it certainly opened up the opportunities for some other towns that might not normally be considered due to their distance from certain amenities, you know, a little bit of their isolationness, if you will.
Oh, we got Guy Gaster on, North Carolina film director and commissioner. He's talking a little bit about North Carolina in film, and in the news lately, Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri was filmed here in North Carolina. It's nominated for Best Picture, Best Actress. Woody Harrelson and Sam Rockwell are both nominated for Best Supporting Actors, Best Original Screenplay, Best Original Score, Film Editing, all of that. And it happened here in North Carolina. And Guy, we never have enough time, but tell us about Visit NC and a little three-day tourism visit that they're offering us to go to the website and do a tour of Silva in Western North Carolina where filming took place.
You got it. So your listeners can go to visitnc.com and search trip ideas, or they could type in Three Billboards in the search menu, and they'll be directed to a three-day itinerary that goes into Western North Carolina. It starts there in Silva with a beautiful look from the historic old Silva Courthouse looking over the main street, and that's a shot that was actually used in the movie in the opening 5 minutes. And you, like I said, get to, we point out some specific sites like where the police station was, the ad agency. There's even one of the main characters' homes is listed there. Then we also encourage people to enjoy other parts of Silva that are available. Then head over to Dillsboro, where the shop is that Frances McDormand's character worked at. Then you go to Black Mountain. And you can enjoy a duck rabbit beer there at town pump bar. And after that, heading into Asheville, where a lot of the cast and crew enjoyed some of their downtime. And then, of course, you have to have dinner in Maggie Valley at the same restaurant where two of the characters go on a date there.
Oh, it's an awesome trip. Whether you live in North Carolina or live outside of North Carolina, it's a great excuse to go visit a part of our state that is wonderful and getting more wonderful. And Guy Gaster, thank you for your wonderful work for the state of North Carolina and the business of show business. Thanks for being on with the Outdoor Guys on the Carolina Outdoors.